So now, in the meantime, we're going to go on with our show as the first date continues. Mm-hmm. And on our show are these wonderful people we met named Don and John who are not married.
Nope.
But they review movies for us.
They work for a nameless missile company here in town. And they've written a script much like the story of Larisha and Justin. Their movie is about two star-crossed lovers who can't surrender to the bindings of love.
And John Jay, I know you think she's a gorilla. I met her. She's adorable. Adorable.
Really?
Yeah. And guess what, Don? You don't believe me, huh, John?
John's the adorable one.
No, because if she showed up, she went to your Casino del Sol thing. If she showed up there and she was ugly, you would have said,
"Oh, come on now, it's me."
You would have used words like adorable.
No, are you kidding me? You and I did not just meet, and I will tell you she was ugly. Mm. She is like this petite little. She's adorable.
She sounds petite.
And most girls don't like to be.
John sounds petite to me.
No, he's tall. Actually, how tall are you, John?
6'2".
Yeah, he's tall. He's pretty tall. But she's very pretty.
Did John come with his shirt off like he normally goes to events?
No.
It ain't gambling until you lose your shirt. That's the way it is down there.
Well, welcome to the program, you guys.
Thank you guys
very much.
Good
morning.
So I'm hoping that the big buzz that everyone's talking about the movie that's going to open this weekend is obviously Little Chicken Little.
Right.
Yeah, did you guys see that?
No.
Right.
Perfect.
Another major movie that they don't preview in Tucson.
We can't tell you anything about it. We have not seen it.
Did we send you guys to some previews?
No, not this week.
What are you seeing next week?
Next week we're going to see Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Zathura.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That looks awesome. It's like the space version of Jumanji.
Yeah. How about Derailed?
Like
how about Derailed? That's a Jennifer Aniston movie. Can you guys go see that one?
We'll try.
You need a positive reinforcement.
Well, no, that's the one everyone's talking about. Everyone's talking about Derailed.
It's so hard
we go
here.
To every preview they send us to, John Jay, we'll take. But.
Okay.
They're picky, apparently.
What's opening up today that you went to go see?
We're actually seeing movies that we saw one that opened last week, which is The Weatherman, and we're seeing we're reviewing one that we are opening next week, Get Rich or Die Tryin'.
Oh, Fitty Sets new movie.
Fitty movie.
Yeah.
Poor, I can't see you, little Dawn.
I know. I can't wait to hear what Dawn has to say about Fitty.
I want lots of slang.
None of us can.
So let's start there.
You want to start with
50 Cent.
Get Rich or Die
Trying. Let's start with Weatherman.
Okay, let's start with Weatherman.
We don't want to do 50 Cent.
We're going to do 50 Cent.
Somebody's going to get killed. All right, The Weatherman. By the way, this just in. There's a comical depression movie in East out of Hollywood that began hitting the area last Friday. There's a 100% chance of occasional mild chuckles with frequent yawns and gusting times of full boredom. Audiences can expect about 2 hours accumulation of totally sucks.
The Weatherman is about a guy who's played by Nicolas Cage who wants to do the right thing but can't because he's just not like that. His marriage is a complete disaster. His son is trying to dry out from drugs and befriends a pedophile. His 12-year-old daughter is overweight and a social outcast. His father, who's played by Michael Caine, is dying. And if that's not enough, his job as a weatherman is anything but fulfilling. The movie is staged in the perfect place to set the tone of this movie. It's winter in Chicago. It's cold and monotonous. Over and over again, he attempts to deal with his children, convince his wife to try again, please his father, and get the perfect job. And you really want to root for the guy the few times that he tries to take a stand and set things straight, but he totally disappoints you and never quite gets what he's aiming for.
I actually thought this movie was fascinating. I didn't realize it, but in about the 45 minutes of narration they do, apparently weathermen are not always accurate. There are times when their predictions don't come true. And I guess, I mean... Maybe you guys can verify this because you're friends with Chuck George, but do people hate weathermen and throw food at them for no apparent reason?
They hate weathermen, but they don't hate chief meteorologist Chuck George.
All right, well,
I don't think it's here so much as it is like the other cities where you're a lot more dependent. We have, 300 days of gorgeous weather? So I think I know in Pennsylvania, they want to kill.
This whole movie is Nicolas Cage having fast food thrown at him because he can't get the weather right. So it's other than that, there's about 4 barely funny moments in it. There was some decent acting by the, I don't know his name, the guy that played Billy on Ally McBeal plays the pedophile.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does pretty good at that, I guess. Yeah.
Andrew Shue?
Kind of creepy.
That's weird.
Andrew Shue, he's a bad actor.
Hey, just based on your review, I'm going to make a bizarre sort of rating. This sounds like the sort of movie that you might watch if you're at a Comfort Inn and they got it on the free movie things, you know, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
Go with the adult pay-per-view you were talking about earlier. You don't want to watch
this. This movie's not worth it. We totally give this one a red light on our movie night traffic light. I hate to do that to Nicolas Cage. And we saw Lord of War, you know, which is a movie that came out recently with him.
Uh-huh.
Completely disappointed. He played a really, you know, a non-likable guy, and we thought, hey, this is it. He's going to redeem himself in Weatherman. Yeah, didn't happen.
Nick, buddy, fire your agent. Abandon your friends. When Don and I get to Hollywood, you know, me, you, John Jay, Rich, we'll hang out.
We'll hang.
But you got to move on. These guys are killing you. If you want to do audiobooks, the last two movies have been all narration.
Oh, yeah.
Do audiobooks. But you're killing us, buddy.
That's funny. All right, let's go on to Finney's
movie.
Okay,
so Get Rich or Die Tryin' is with, you know, Curtis Jackson.
No. I don't want to do this. Curtis Jackson, you're crazy. That's Mr. 50 Cent to you.
Hey, we're going to party like it's your birthday when this one comes out, John.
Don, seriously, you better stop because you haven't even seen this movie yet, and I don't want
to
do this.
Yeah, but you don't need to see it. Get Rich or Die Tryin' is a movie about...
It's a heartening and hilarious romantic journey of two would-be lovers destined to be together.
It is not. What is wrong with you?
You don't... What do you know about gangsta?
Just a little bit.
That is not funny. We cannot diss 50 Cent. He's going to Tupac us. He's going to pop a cap at you, and you're going to get assassinated, girl.
You are so such a baby. Don't cry, and I'll take you to the candy shop.
It's East Coast, West Coast.
You're overreacting.
We talked to Biggie Smalls.
Hey,
Jesus.
Let me show you how. There ain't nothing to it.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe she's going to do this.
Okay, here goes.
That was like seriously 15 songs. That was very cute.
Okay, you ready? Here it goes.
Bring it.
Based on the story of 50 Cent, his mom is killed, he's got to pay the rent. His life is drugs, violence, and crap, but he's determined to pursue his rap. Then after he's shot 9 times one day, he hooks up with my man, Dr. Dre. His son inspires him to seek music fame, do whatever it takes to win the game. Maim, kill, steal, and lie. The main lesson here is to at least give it a try.
Oh my God.
Yeah!
I think you just made Kevin Federline a legitimate artist.
Good. You're
oh
so
my
good.
God. Well, this was fun while it lasted. This is Larry the Movie Guy.
You guys are so talented. It's scary.
Yeah, they're actually a little too good for this.
They are really.
Everybody should go down to Casino del Sol and see Carrie.
No,
she's
seriously.
So nice.
You guys are you are the highlight of my Friday.
I got to tell you, the worst part of your review is that we interact with you guys.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's what my mother said, too.
Oh!
His mother is so brutal.
Screw her!
If you can get those guys to shut up and let you review movies.
She's right, actually. All right, so did you like it?
We didn't see that one.
Oh, okay.
No previews. Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah. So we got to get you in the derailed somehow, some way.
Yeah, see, you could hook us up.
We'd even go to Phoenix to see it if we can find it there. So.
All right, we'll make it happen.
All right.
You guys do that, and we'll go see it. We'll
thank
let you know
you,
how it is.
Thank you, John. Thank you guys.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Awesome. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
great.
Sounds
thanks.
Good. Bye-bye.
All right, so that was Don and John reviewing.
That was stinking cute.
The Weatherman and Get Rich or Die Trying. What's that?
Before, when Jill left, it was kind of like, okay, well, you can't really outdo that, and it's so crazy because they totally have.
They say one door closes, another door opens, Carrie.
Okay.
And the door is opened here. These Don and John are very talented.
It's not about the destination.
It's right. It's the journeys.